brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls. I covered just a cornucopia of key news and information in the last hour. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to your calls. We'll go to Todd, Truth Raider, Terry, Danny, Anti-New World Order, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Todd in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon and good morning to you, Alex Jones. I've been a long, long time listener, first time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, brother.
I have several questions. I would like to start an impeachment process here in California against Dianne Feinstein, Boxer, and Pelosi. Obviously, they have implicated themselves in financial fraudery. And I've looked up several places online on how to do that. And I might even just take the... this opportunity also to start the process in my filming of the whole process. And what would you recommend that I do? I know Mark Dice is out here, and I would actually like to get with him as well.
Oh, yeah, he's a super guy. Go work with him. That's a great idea. What great work he's done, like when he did the video. People ought to go check it out, where he went and talked about how they were zombies on the Black Friday deal. Just a great, great journalistic idea. Todd, I think you ought to do that.
So what is your kind of, or not kind of, but what would your recommendation be? And by the way, just to let you know, as I'm calling in, I have turned on probably over 2,000 people to your website, to your radio show. So I know they're listening to me right now. So they're, as I'm speaking to you, I know there's hundreds of people that know me that are listening. And I want to start this process within this week.
Well, I mean, by the way, we need to just point out that just because they say it's legal to insider trade, you know, again, Congress has said it's okay to own people before. That doesn't mean it's really legal. And we need to just talk about Feinstein went to Congress with less than $1 million, and now some estimates are $150 million, some are as low as $76 million. And, you know, we'd like to know why, you know, biotech companies with no employees or no money get a $25 million bill she sponsored, and then she gets a couple million of it the next day after they get that money. So, you know, it's time. I would make a documentary. That's an idea of going and being in front of her office or her house every day. And just showing what she does. I mean, it's time to let these gangsters know that we know where they live. You know, you think you're going to take our guns and exempt yourself and you're going to have the guns? You think you're going to walk all over us? You witch? We're done. We're done. We're not your slaves, you big bucket of pus, you maggot-filled rat. I appreciate your call, Todd. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Truth Raider. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings, Alex, and to all the listeners out there in the info world.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
Well, I'm no longer sick. I've taken my Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I'm detoxing for freedom.
Good job, brother. Very exciting.
Two things. Today, let's stop and take a moment to reflect the 7 people who lost their lives today in the space shuttle discovery.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Terry in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I got something for you. We have, of course, the NDAA, which is, you know, totally unconstitutional. But they don't follow the Constitution anyway, so it doesn't really matter. The problem that I have is a judge, you know, says, hey, we're not going to, no, this is not constitutional. We're going to accept this. This is not for the American people. And then their lawyers go around, turn around, and overturn it right away. The problem that we have is that information is at the speed of light. And with that information, like back in 1776, information didn't travel like this. They're spying on everything that we do. They're looking.
But that's good. We can turn that around against them. So what if the criminals spy? They know about our numbers surging.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are back. It is Monday, the 28th day of January 2013. Hard to believe the first month of 2013 is almost gone. And coming up, CBS News says it's time to, quote, give up on the Constitution. Senior Obama official says we're going to kill the dollar. That's a quote. We're going to be playing video of that. Hacked emails reveal Washington-approved plan to stage chemical weapons attack in Syria. Obama administration complicit in war crime? Question mark. Attack helicopters let loose with machine gun fire over Miami. That's up at InfoWars.com. This and much more. Piers Morgan in Politico declares that the best interview he ever had was Alex Jones, and that this will be used to defeat gun owners. He said that January 17th. Now he's declaring they've lost today on his Twitter and the gun owners are all up in an uproar. Oh, yeah, why didn't you have me back, Piers? Why aren't all the other shows having me on if I'm so discrediting? You see, Paul Revere rode and screamed, "Arms to arms, the redcoats are coming." He didn't go up there and say, not. "Oh, hi, I know it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but the government's corrupt, That's why it was a big victory, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not putting perfume on a pig. I analyzed it, what happened, and decided I did the right thing. I prayed to God that I would do the best thing when I went in there against the enemy. And I told him after the interview, I said, you are an enemy, and I will rout you out. You are a gangster thug, and you will be defeated, and all of you are on notice. No CNN crew, multiple women were crying and freaking out. The men were hyperventilating. And I said, I know who you are, traitors. I marched out of there. I didn't go in there and, oh, you're so big. You've got such a big set. You're so powerful. We're not going to get this country back playing patty cake. Does the Don of Chicago, Emmanuel, play nice? He's saying we're going to lean on gun manufacturers and banks. We're just going to shut them down outside of law. That's called torturous interference, racketeering by any yardstick. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're dealing with. And we're not going to get our country back playing patty cake. We're going to get it back going, we know who you are. We know foreign banks have hijacked the government. We know you're illegitimate. And don't stage something. And even if something happens, giving up our rights doesn't keep us safe. So don't you blow something up and blame it on us. We're watching you. You understand that? We're watching you, and we know what's going on. The time for games is over. People probably notice I'm a lot more serious on air. I used to joke around, have a little bit more fun on air. People notice behind the scenes. There's no more games. This is game time, folks, in the battle for the Republican humanity. This is a life and death situation. This is the real world. This isn't a game. I'm not up here playing games. I know where I live. I know where the world is. I know where I stand. I know how dark the times are. That's just some of what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. Government wants to exempt itself from gun laws. All government officials will no longer be called servants, but officials exempt from all their laws, from insider trading to senators with, quote, underage prostitutes. They're above the law. And ABC News goes and talks to the senator in an interview never asked about the underage prostitutes or the convicted sex offender for child abuse, working in his office. I mean, these people are sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in Tennessee. You're on the air, Danny. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I've been listening about 15 years. I think I called you once, maybe 12 years ago. But anyway, no, I'm right with you as far as Pierce Morgan. I was very pleased with the way you handled that. I'm actually calling about a situation this morning. I went to Walmart to pick up a 10/22. They happen to have one. I hold a valid New York driver's license, and I live in New York and in Tennessee. I went there, and they were doing the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation check, and the person on the other line was giving my salesperson a hard time, saying that he has a New York driver's license. He cannot buy a Ruger 10/22 in Tennessee. I thank the Lord that the woman was thinking, and she looked at her chart and said, well, apparently you're wrong, or this chart is wrong, because New York is a valid place to, you know, I can sell to someone from New York and Tennessee. They went back and forth. She actually argued with the guy, and finally the guy gave in and let me purchase the TBI.
Now, let me stop you. I've talked to two different gun dealers, and then I'm also getting emails from gun dealers, and I should wipe the phones out later and open it up for FFL, Federal Firearms Licensee Dealers. And I'm trying to get these guys on air, but obviously they get intimidated. The ATF comes in. They did this last year. Remember when we were given some documents that were then made national news? Where ATF in five western states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, just sat outside of law. They tried to pass the law. They couldn't, so they just sent letters in, and the ATF visited saying, you will report to us and open a criminal file when someone buys more than two rifles or handguns at one time, or two or more. And, again, they're already, when you call in, it's already in the NICS system. There's already a record. They just wanted to test outside the law. Now they say that, and the ATF's now going in saying, you're going to stop selling semi-autos, or we're going to go through all your records and find a T that's not crossed and I that's not dotted. By the way, they arrest you for that. That's why now they're all going to computerized systems so you can't make a mistake. Because if there's a mistake, it'll kick it back. But then that also computerizes it, makes it easier for the ATF. That's the problem. And so they're harassing good gun dealers who they've ordered to give guns to drug cartels so they can blame all gun dealers. I mean, it's how this mafia operates. And so what you're experiencing is happening to everybody. I've talked to people who went to gun shows personally. I've had the calls where you're buying a clip, a 10-round clip, and they follow you out the door and ask you who you are. Like the clip's bad. We're the new criminal class. The entire Homeland Security apparatus, they admit, behind the scenes for a decade was going to be for us. People are like, how did you know that? You say Homeland Security's now for gun owners. Because it always was. It was never about Al-Qaeda that these offshore banks run. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, no. Continue on. I'm definitely listening, and I was curious if other people have experienced that. And I am thankful for this woman who actually thought and defended what was true.
Well, Emanuel and all of them have said Schumer, Emanuel, Pelosi, who's the other one? Bloomberg have all said we're gonna put pressure on the manufacturers and the sellers to just voluntarily comply. Well, that's like the TSA ran checkpoints all over downtown Austin last Thursday. And then I got reports again over the weekend, but I can't just stake out Lamar. That's where they're doing it. And on South Lamar and then up into the city. And they just show up with Austin police. They have guns. And they say, lay your bags out. Get out of your car. Get off the train. And we're going to search you. And then when they go, what about the Fourth Amendment? They told the news, well, they volunteered. Armed men had their lights on. And armed feds with guns on their hip and guns on their... You know, they wear them commando style on their thigh. Armed men. Sure, I would say Fourth Amendment, you can't search my bag. But most people literally cower. They're the royalty. We're the scum. And it's just color of law gangsterism. America is, government at every level is teaming up against us, swarming us, dominating us. State police pull you over in Texas now. And I'm getting reports all over the country. They go, got any firearms in your car? No, but if I did, they're legal. What do you got at home? Where do you live? Is this your right driver's license? And, folks, they're doing this to, again, totally clean-cut people. They got a database on you. They know you have no record, and they look at you like a criminal because you're the milk cow. They get promoted. All of it's being recorded. They have a microphone on their tie, and it's reviewed. They get promoted if they savage the American people. I mean, this is a revolution of secret police activity. Did you know we have the article last week? They're announcing and they're putting an audio in major hotels saying, if you see bags, please call the police. The waiters are on a computer system at the hotel bars and restaurants. They're listening to you. They're filling out data when the bartender's talking to you now. I mean, this is in press releases. They're filling out FBI files on you. I mean, it's Stasi out in the open. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this, sir?
I certainly do. I certainly do. And, you know, and I like to tell your listeners, too, that, you know, we have a group of people. We're friends, and we all we've listened to you for quite a while. And apparently we're conspiracy theorists, too. But actually, I look at it as we're conspiracy realists because for the Christians out there, Satan is the biggest conspirator of them all. When you have a massive amount of people who are against Christ, they side with Satan, and he is a conspirator from day one. So I like how they our opponents make us look crazy. We're actually not. But and another thing I'd like to state is when it looks like there's no hope and that we're we are a minority, it doesn't matter because I believe that the Lord is truly on our side. He is on the side of truth and righteousness, and as long as we uphold that, he will bless that.
Amen to that, brother, and I appreciate your call, Danny. Yeah. The feds were involved 2 years ago in a sting at the Austin gun shows to try to shut them down so the city could, outside of law, order the private owners of different facilities to not let them have gun shows there. Racketeering. And it turned out they would send in illegal aliens with real driver's licenses the state had given them, and then they would present real licenses, fraudulently given by the state, a fraud. And then private sellers, their private gun, not a gun dealer, you have to have a federal license to be a gun dealer, they would do the private sale, people selling off their gun collection, and then they would put that person in jail with a kangaroo jury that was so ignorant, saying, well, he sold an illegal alien, yeah, but he had a real license. The judge would say, you are to convict. I mean, this is the racketeering. They are going to persecute and fill the prisons with gun owners. And turning your guns in won't help. They're going to take everything. Pension funds, stocks, bonds. This is a criminal takeover. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fate TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fate TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Special reports and things, and I'm very calm, and people like it. But you can't argue with success. I genuinely start hyperventilating and getting upset on air when I realized this is all real. I've studied history. It's not hard to figure out what's happening. The government now admits it's totally illegitimate and above the law. And we're in trouble. I mean, we're in trouble. Everywhere you go, they're training, the corporations are training all their employees to be spies. And they're not looking for Al-Qaeda terrorists, folks. They're looking for the American people. They're looking for patriots and constitutionalists and veterans and gun owners and conservatives. And this is outrageous that they're calling us Nazis and criminals and baby killers, collectively putting the guilt on us to try to have a purge against us. This is just the setup when they blow up some federal buildings and blame it on us or stage a mass shooting. This is just the beginning, and that's what I want to relay to you. The globalists are planning to use a civil war that they'll call terrorism. They'll call us terrorists if we resist going to the FEMA camps as a political cover to their implosion of the economy. Now, I don't think they're going to get away with it. I think they're going to back off because the police aren't buying it. That's why we've always targeted the police with the truth, because knowing that tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. And so we don't want this war to happen. And the police aren't stupid. They know what I'm saying is true and real. Some of them are dumb. That's why they're trying to hire dumber and dumber people. That's on record. Still, it isn't going to work. But we've got to put the maximum effort out now. Anti-New World Order in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. I just want to say thank you for basically what you've done for the truth movement. I've been following you for a long time. I started on 1310 AM in Rochester, New York. You actually inspired me to start a blog, and last year we hit over 100,000 views. It's the Anti-New World Order Party, and we are making connections all over the world. I believe that with what you've done, you have really, you know, you set a fire in the hearts and the minds of American patriots. And I believe,
but that's what you've got to do, and that's what you're doing. All of us are here like incendiary bombs to set brush fires in the minds of men and women. We are the resistance. We are Paul Revere. We are victory.
Oh, absolutely. And you've inspired me that I'm actually going to start an online or a radio program. And we're getting sponsors, and it's all because of your work. And
exactly. Your just attack the enemy on every front, info-war them, use their own corruption against them, discredit them, expose their hypocrisy. I mean, that should be instant discrediting, that they're going to be exempt from the gun laws we're under. And then they say in the news, well, we need guns to protect ourselves. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen going, well, I've changed my mind about guns. No one needs to own these. Besides, I've got bodyguards. Well, yeah, you make $3 million a week, Charlie. You know, come on. I mean, it's the disconnect of the ruling class living in their bubble. God bless you, my friend. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Phil in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? I just want to say thanks for everything you're doing. And me and my wife, we pray for you and your family. And that's a three-chord, Alex. It's hard to break. You there?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
I just want to say I work for the media, and it's so far left. It just rips apart anything that has to do with this country. And it's hard. It's my job. It's how I support my family. And I've talked to them. They got me down as I'm a Looney Tune. And when I try to explain something.
Yeah, they dictate reality. They're the ones that are delusional, though. You're funny. You think America's scary with secret arrest and checkpoints and bankrupting dollar and everything. You think there's something wrong with our government funding Al-Qaeda publicly. What a weirdo. I mean, you ought to feel sorry for those people. They're nothing but cowards who do whatever they're told. And actually, it's one thing to go along with something because you got to. That's bad enough. But they actually buy into the lie because they think you just put on your political beliefs like a suit of clothes. That it's about whatever feels good to them. And that way leads to destruction. I'm going to come back to you, Phil, because I want to hear what it's like to work in a establishment media. And again, let's break their terms. They're not liberals. Thomas Jefferson is a liberal. George Washington was a liberal. Alex Jones is a liberal. Ron Paul's a liberal. Lou Rockwell's a liberal. G. Edward Griffin's a liberal. Keep our money, keep our property, keep our families. Worship what God we want, do what we want. You know, that's liberals. Liberal is not having the government tell you how much soft drinks you can drink.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit hbextract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Up at InfoWars.com. I'm going to play the CBS News saying, quote, let's give up on the Constitution. And all these new TV shows bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers, whole shows about how they're trash, situational comedies to make fun of them, set in the Revolutionary War period, shows where militias won't turn their guns in, the new terror threat, shows like Founding Fathers are Texans that think there's a new world order. Folks, this was all in production last year. Now coming out now, perfectly timed with the shootings, all of it. This is all scripted to a great extent. And that's why I'm up here and I'm so focused and so hardcore, because, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they could easily set me up, easily kill me. I've been physically attacked years ago. I get death threats. I've had dirty tricks you wouldn't believe. But I pray to God. And I know I'm in God's hands. And again, that doesn't mean I'm some goody two-shoes who's up here saying, hey, I'm this big, great Christian. Listen, I'm a bad man. My flesh is bad. I mean, I have bad thoughts. I think about, you know, literally gouging my enemy's eyes out sometimes. But I repent of that. And I want to be a good person. And I don't want to hate my fellow man. The world is nasty. The world is hard. The world is bad. the Madison Avenue shows us the red carpets and the models and the helicopters and the money, and we imagine that that's some wonderful heaven up there and our lives are dirt and squalor. It's not true, folks. Recognizing beauty, recognizing justice, standing up for justice, and helping others and not hating each other is what will bring us to the next level and fulfill you. No amount of money or power will do that. And all the studies show that. What will fulfill you is the truth. And it doesn't mean that sometimes you don't get mad at your family. It doesn't mean sometimes you don't get mad at your boss or your employees. It means that you understand the stimuli and the manipulation by the social engineers on record from Edward Bernays 80 years ago to Joseph Goebbels 70 years ago to right through to modern propaganda 101. It's all about divide and conquer and play us off against each other. I mean, you turn on MSNBC, it's like Kurt Vonnegut's satire of a futuristic bizarro world where all they do is go, everyone knows people that don't like the UN are racist and gun owners are scum and hate black people. Yeah, and evil men have to be dealt with. Hey, good news, the family's falling apart. I mean, you tune into it, you're like, what is this? And they're unhappy, soulless mercenaries. I mean, I've been in MSNBC. I've been in Fox. I've been in CNN. I've been in you name it. And I've been around the people. And, man, they are absolutely alone. They're all fake. They're all trying to act powerful around each other. Everyone's trying to not say anything so that they don't, you know, put themselves out there so that someone can use it against them. And then they go home to plastic husbands and plastic wives. They have plastic kids that commit suicide, and they're totally empty. I've got the opposite problem. I'm going to just be honest with you. I'm so tuned into reality, it is like unspeakably incredible and painful at the same time. And I'm not saying I'm at some high level. I'm just at a basic human level. I go read the writings of the founders. I read the writings of philosophers. I go read the writings of great literature, and I see the same thoughts I've personally had that they had, and then surpassing my understanding. I'm nothing special, except in a day and age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, as Eric Blair said. I love the sound of thunder going through the studio walls. I just want to hike in the woods in the rain. You know, that's one reason. That's one reason that I really get mad and hate the globalists, because they do steal our future. They don't just steal monetarily. They just don't steal culturally. They steal our time and our energy serving their system. The fact that we have to spend time on them and talk about all the stuff they're doing. And that's why if you attack them with a glancing blow and attack them within their paradigms, you only add power to them. It's design. But you attack them from outside the box of how it's a false construct, of how it's an artificial society, a stage that they train us to basically be players upon. When you realize that, they do not like it. When you go into the CNN studios and they're dirty and pockmarked and gross and all the people look demoralized, good. I was in CNN, I don't know, a decade ago and then 3 years ago, and it didn't look like that. I was in the exact same studios. It's rotting. It's like your soul is rotting. It's good to see the enemy rotting. It's good to see you weak. Look at InfoWars growing. Look at the rest of the alternative media growing, getting stronger. Good. It's war. And if they destroy me, I personally am not happy about that, but it's part of the war. It's part of the real thing. The tree being watered. It's holy. It's strengthening the species. It's honorable. It's a struggle. It's real. I went and saw a film. I forget the name of it. You guys look it up. I actually brought you in the ticket stubs so you can know the name of it. It's like Flight of the Monarchs, I think. Flight of the Butterflies. I went and saw it. It's got UN propaganda in it, of course, but that's like 1% of it. Very good film. In fact, I may go see it again with my children. They went with me Saturday with my wife. Probably the best nature documentary just for its simplicity, but story I've ever seen, because it was touching to me how the four generations of monarchs start. I'm not going to say where it starts, because that's the, I mean, obviously anybody that knows science knows where it starts, but for your kids, I won't tell them. It starts, let's just say, starts around Texas and then goes all the way up into northern Canada, and it takes four generations to get to Canada, and then there's like a B-52 version of the monarch that's like four times the size of a regular one that makes the long flight back, then waits all winter, flies back to Texas from the south, and then lays its eggs and dies. Incredible. And how that monarch uses electromagnetics to fly sometimes, you know, 10,000 feet in the air. Electromagnetic off the sun and off the poles and the meridians, and scans in flying, everything calculated just perfectly, you know, to fly the 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles, whatever it is. And this incredible death race to get down there, and then four more generations to get all the way up to the top of the mountain and then back down again. And it's that struggle. And we're in that generation. You know, it's like the Third Coming. The book that, is that the name David Knight did a piece on? You know, that breaks down these cycles in humans. And I was thinking of our generation. The fourth turning, teleprompter free here. And I was just thinking about that, how all the generations come and go, and this is going to be, from, not just from the fourth turning, but other sociologists, anthropologists, historians, this is the prime zone. The globalists say that. This next 10 years is going to decide the next 1,000. I mean, this is the most mega important point in all of human development. This is everything on the line. This is it. And I'm sorry, it's not that I'm a good guy. I am not fulfilled being a greedy bastard. And by greedy, it's not even about money. I am not fulfilled, you know, just to be able to sell out to the system and be chauffeured around and have bodyguards and live in New York or L.A. and prance around at parties with a bunch of fake people. You know, shelling out that I'm a winner. I made it to the top. You made it to the top of a pile of skulls. You made it to the top of a latrine. You made it to the top of a spider hole. I want to see humanity make it to the stars and to really develop. And that's why I'm not worried about being killed or destroyed or set up. Whatever. I'm just a monarch butterfly, man, just like everybody else. I just want my species to go on. Look at all of what our species has done. Those monarchs are picking up electromagnetic information in their DNA. They're an antenna. And so are we, folks. And my antenna says, fight the New World Order. It says, I'm not going along with this. Everything I've got is to navigate me against these people. I don't need all the high-tech computers and programming and fancy systems the globalists have got. I just got to follow my spirit God gave me that literally resonates with my DNA. And I got it all right here, man. I've got an electrochemical computer and billions of cells all in Congress together, literally that can recognize the beauty of the night sky and the beauty of my innocent children and the beauty of my wife and the beauty of literature and art and philosophy and friendship and everything honorable. I mean, I don't just know when the sun's coming up. I don't just wake up as the sun is about to crest, because my soul literally picks up its electromagnetic pulse as it passes over the rock of the planet blocking it. I literally pick up what's good and evil. I have discernment. That's all it is. We are a billion times what that monarch butterfly is. A little tiny creature that can fly 4,000 miles and navigate electromagnetically. Do you know what you are? And these atheists tell you don't have a soul? these atheists tell you you're nothing special, that you're crap, that humans are ugly. You hear it all the time. We're a joke. We're no good. All day they tell you that because it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's a lie. This species is meant to go to the stars. This species hasn't even gone to our next phase yet of what God has prepared for us. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. And the preacher's jobs out there is to keep you from knowing just how incredible you are. We are made in the image of the creator of the universe. Look at how more advanced we are than that butterfly. Look at what we've already built. This is nothing. This is nothing. And evil are people malfunctioning and people giving into destructive tendencies to dominate like cancer in a body. You so-called elites are unhappy, and you think making us unhappy will make you happy. You're inbred, you're diseased, you're hateful, you're unhappy, so you want to poison us. You want to pump heavy metals into us to damage our DNA. You think bringing the species down will raise you up? You will never rise bringing others down. Yeah, I know. You're coming down fast, but you're miles above me. I got it. How about we all rise? And then you can be rising fast, miles above us. That's real power. That's real power. Real power is saying, I am now one with the universe and its creator. I step in to the time-space continuum. I follow my programming, but I have free will. I accept my programming. I accept what I am. I accept it. And I telegraph my information into the future through my species. That is the magic of the universe. That is the meaning of life. That is everything that ever was, is, and will be. That is your destiny. Those of you that serve darkness, many of you, there's still time to turn back. There's still time to join humanity in the great race, the great march towards our destiny. But you're not going to partake of that destiny, I'll assure you, kneeling to the dark side. You evil people think you have knowledge of the dark side? If you really knew the true knowledge of the creator of the universe, if you even had the spark, the inkling of God, if you even had one micron of that fire, you would then have knowledge of all the evil, and you would want nothing to do with it. You dark practitioners think you have knowledge of evil? I don't even want to look into the knowledge I have of it. You have not seen it, or I will assure you, you would not be running so happily towards it. Let's go to your phone calls. I apologize. I said I'd take more, but I'm on a roll today because I'm really just understanding how serious all this is. And this is what goes on in my mind 24/7. Phil in North Carolina, tell your media story. Go ahead. What it's like working inside a group suppressing the human potential.
Well, Alex, they just they basically laugh at us. We're too far out there, and you know, Alex, they're going blind through a storm with a smile on their face. They don't even know what's going on, Alex. I mean, they're clueless, and it's all they care about is their football game and their six pack of beer. And I know that I have nothing against football, and
no, it's stolen their manhood. Their manhood is raising their children strong, being good, teaching their children how to fix things, teaching their children how to stand up for themselves, not waddling around talking about the team all day. It's stolen everything from us.
You're right, Alex. And I just, you know, that's all I really had to say. Thank you very much for everything you're doing, Alex.
No, don't thank me. Don't thank me. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead. It's you, brother.
You know, I'm a Christian, and my Christian friends have always given me a hard time. I'm a member of a gun range, always go shooting. They always ask me, why did I like to go shooting? And you know what I told them? And then they asked me, if I'm a Christian, why don't I depend on God to protect me? And I told them, I said, God hasn't called me to be a martyr yet. He hasn't called me to allow a car full of people to pull up my front yard, get out, come in, shoot me in the head, rape my three daughters, shoot them, and then whatever they own or whatever I have, take it with them. He hasn't called me to do that yet. He may someday do that to me, Alex, but right now he's told me to defend my property and my household and my family, and that's where I'm at right now, Alex.
Well, listen, 100 years ago, the Rockefellers with the National Council of Churches, and about 60 years ago with the World Council of Churches, I guess like 65 times flying, they set these up, and the churches got paid off and brought in to be charities not, under 501c3 and others, not churches. And so pretty much all the churches are saying, turn your guns in now. I don't care if they're Catholic, Protestant, Methodist. I mean, you know, whatever it is, they're state-run, basically. Clergy response teams. These people call themselves Americans. Our country was born out of the preachers across the spectrum saying, this is a tyranny, government's not God, government's abusing us, we have a right and a duty to resist it. The entire Bible is the prophets, different ways, sometimes physical, sometimes with information, resisting corrupt governments. Okay, and not worshiping the God of the state, not worshiping the king, but worshiping God. And so these people that say you shouldn't be armed, trust in God. God gave you a brain. God gave you all of this to protect yourself. And, you know, look at God telling Israel, get up and defend yourself. Look at that is so evil to sit there and say Christians shouldn't own guns. I mean, I see preachers on TV now saying the early church was wrong to not worship Saturn and being thrown to the lions in Rome. So, I mean, look, those are cowardly demons. Or, you know, they may just be deceived people. But, listen, I wouldn't be going to a church where they say guns are bad. God bless you, my friend. Wow, we're going to come back with more calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
We got this story linked up at InfoWars.com. Set for takeoff, Britain's deadly super drone that picks its own targets but experts warn plane could mark the start of robot wars. Yeah, the Pentagon said back in the 70s that by 2010, they plan to have half the Air Force be robot drone. And humans can do it pretty much whatever we put our minds to at a certain point. And guess what? By 2010, half of the Air Force was drone. By 2020, they plan to have over 90% of it be drone. What the Pentagon totals got something like 30,000 Predators total. One of the branches, I think it's Air Force, had some ridiculous amount, like 18,000 of those. And this amazing new drone system, similar to what the U.S. is launching, it's a system that picks and kills on its own. And see, then the globalists aren't going to need humans anymore. The goal is to have robots working on robots working on robots with robot trucks and trains that even bring the parts in from the other factories. And then humans that will oversee some of it, but almost all engineers will tell you now, computer engineers, electrical engineers, that no one knows how the microchip works by themselves. It's all these experts together. No one. I mean, it's already like something like 1,600 times smaller than it was just 30, 40 years ago, 35 years ago. The size of the so-called etching, the wiring. It's amazing. And it's going to get more and more advanced, and that's why the globalists are laughing. They can have for a dollar in a few years a little robot with a weapon system that kills you with a shot designed to only kill you with your DNA sequence that comes into your house at night. In fact, biologically, it can even be biological, not even metal, bites you, and then you die. The clothes are coming out where they'll have nanotech vaccines, which actually re-engineer your brain. Bill Gates has announced that. And they say, don't worry, you're not going to be stressed anymore. We've decided humans are designed wrong. You're not supposed to get upset. You're not going to be upset anymore. This is going to inject you with a virus that goes in and eats areas of your brain and gives you a selective lobotomy. Just Google brain-eating vaccines. You'll see a video I did 2 years ago on the subject, or startpage.com. You can find it there. So, anyways, I'm ranting. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. But humans are going to beat this, okay? But the smart meters spying on us, the electromagnetics, all the major new brands coming out have systems the smart meters dial into and then surveil you. And the CIA chief brags, yeah, we're putting microphones in all the new dishes and dishwashers, dryers, computers. There's nothing you can do. We're watching you. But still, I'm a conspiracy theorist because I told you 15 years ago, MIT said that was the plan. Now it happens. I'm even worse, you see, because the yuppies are like, he's still bad. It's not, you know, Alex is still bad. Okay, so he's right. It's good to have them watching us. That's not bad. It's good to have the laptops, the school issues watching us. It's good to have the NSA spying. It's good to have the government running Al-Qaeda. It's good to list gun owners as terrorists. I'm going to turn my guns in to prove I'm, see, they're scared deep down. And so they submit to the system. We're going to go to break and come back and go to John in Pennsylvania. Tim, Michael, Doris, Tona, and many others. When you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to call in 800-259-9231. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about our destiny. And I'm alive. And I know you're alive. And I intend to fight tyranny and stand up for a good trajectory for humanity. I mean, I want us to have a debate about our future. I want us to have a debate about what we can become. I've said it. My goal is for my great-great-great-great-granddaughter to be sitting there with her children on a distant planet orbiting a foreign star at a beautiful beach. That's my goal. And I want your great-great-grandchildren to be there as well.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.